Blog Talk Radio.
I
Look at your neighbor and say, all the way. Look at somebody else and say, you can't turn me around. I'm going all the way. Hallelujah.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. It is November the 14th, 2022, and you're listening to a new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is not just another music program. Gospel Gold is a program dedicated to the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. It is our contention that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. It all started when our ancestors came upon these American shores. They brought with them the African rhythm. The greatest melodies and the greatest songs that have ever been produced has come through the African-American experience. And so it is that we believe that these music that we have produced has its root in work songs, field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music. From gospel music came blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even the music that we have today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, who have overcome adversities, a people who have a deep love for God deep down in their hearts. And we express that in all that we do and all that we say. We express that in our music, in our poems, in our writings, every art form that we have. We express our love for God and the creativity of the Creator. So we thank God for you for being with us tonight and being a part of Gospel Gold. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. There on the Facebook page, you'll find more information about Gospel Gold. You'll find articles about various gospel artists. You'll also find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. And you'll find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. That link is in the program. You can click on that link and you can go to any program that you would like to hear. So go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. You'll find a list of programs that we have done during the course of the year. And when you find one of those programs, click on the link. It will take you directly to the pre-recorded program. We do have a call-in number for those who would like to call in or listen over the phone. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can call that number and you can speak to me directly in the studio tonight. So we invite you to go to the Facebook page. You'll find more information about Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold is a one-hour weekly radio program specifically designed to preserve traditional African-American gospel music, not just another music program. I'm not a DJ. By no means. I am one gospel preacher who has a love for the history of our people and the great achievements that we have made in the gospel recording industry. That's what we're about here at Gospel Gold. As we start our program each Monday night, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this new episode of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something be played tonight, something be said tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we pray in your precious name. Amen. And amen. We have a very interesting program for you tonight. You know, each program is different. We cover all the facets and all the various genres. Tonight we're talking about the Gospel Music Workshop, or the GMWA. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about more about the Gospel Music Workshop. Here are the women of worship from the Gospel Music Workshop of America when I get home.
Thank you.
That was the Women of Worship, the Gospel Music Workshop of America. Our feature tonight is the Gospel Music Workshop of America, better known as the GMWA. Reverend Dr. James Cleveland developed and built the Gospel Workshop of America in March of 1967. Reverend Cleveland called together friends from across the United States in an effort to brainstorm his idea of producing a venue for gospel music presentations. The selection of people he called together was chosen due to individual contributions in the gospel music field. This association formed the Gospel Music Workshop of America, Incorporated, with a national convention motto of "Where everybody is, somebody." Reverend Cleveland stated that there were a lot of young folk that had talent, but had nowhere to get instructions as to how to put their talent to work. And so he said, "I thought I could help upgrade the music in churches and bring a type of education to the youth, since there was no formal education in schools where they could get this type of training. So I had the bright idea to get all the best components of gospel from all over the world together and ask them what they thought of the idea of coming together, forming a workshop to try to teach young folk who wanted to know more about gospel." The Gospel Music Workshop of America is a Christian organization convening annually in states across the United States, where national performers, recording artists, new and inspiring songwriters, educators, dancers, young and old, pastors and ministers, anyone who has a need for direction within the African-American religious experience. It's open its doors and welcome, receive people from different colors, different influences, and different cultures. The object of the association was to perpetuate and promote and advance the Christian ideal through the medium of music by joining together gospel groups, choruses, singers, songwriters throughout the United States, and a voluntary association for education, cooperation, promotion, and the communication of ideas. The Gospel Music Workshop was incorporated in Detroit, Michigan. Tonight, we're going to listen to some of the music from the Gospel Music Workshop of America. We're going to come back and talk more about them. First, we're going to listen to a selection that was done at the Las Vegas 1986 convention, "We Come to Have Church," and then we'll listen to a selection from the 1985 convention in New Orleans, New Jerusalem. We're going to listen to those two selections from the Gospel Music Workshop of America. Here are the choirs.
Thank you. listen to me, if you will. There are some of you all making preparations like you came here to stay forever. And I just wanted to talk to you for a minute. We didn't come here to stay. As a matter of fact, all the scriptures bear witness to what I'm saying, because we were told that a man that's born of a woman, did you read it? Don't have but a few days. And the Bible said those few days are full of trouble. Hallelujah. I want you to go get your Bible. And I want you to turn it to the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. And I wanted somebody else to read it so you wouldn't say I made it up. Reverend Charles Craig, read what it says for me. Read it slowly.
And I saw a new heaven.
And I saw a new heaven.
And a new earth.
And I saw a new earth.
For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away.
Because the first heaven and the first earth were passed away.
And there was no more sea.
And there was no more sea. Read the book.
And I, John, saw the holy city.
And I, John, identified himself. And I, John, saw the holy city. And what did John say the name of the holy city was?
New Jerusalem.
It was a city foursquare, Lord, and in this city, Lord, only the righteous, the righteous will live there. And in this holy city, love, they tell me the streets, they tell me the streets are paved with gold. Yeah. Never, 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 never
Ask anyone involved in the gospel music genre where they're headed for the summer, and you'll hear them say their response will be the Gospel Music Workshop of America. The convention remains one of the most popular destinations in the year for gospel music lovers. Thousands of individuals, both registered delegates and newcomers, head to the annual meetings to get a taste of gospel's finest and the rich tradition that continues to foster many generations of gospel music powerful ministry. There they receive excellent training, industry networking, hours of great singing. And since the unfortunate passing of the founder, Reverend James Cleveland, in 1991, the 55-year-old organization still marches on as one of America's treasured music institutions. To this day, it is the largest artistic organization of its kind in the world, with 75,000 members in more than 105 chapters stretching from the United States to Asia. The Gospel Music Workshop of America, also called the GMWA for short, has a beautiful history and finds some of the gospel's greatest paying their dues and eventually becoming legends in evolving forms of traditional gospel. There is a website that you can find called the Gospel Music Workshop of America. Go there to that website. You will find more information about this great organization. You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do so through email at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program, or you may have some information that we can use here on Gospel Gold. You can contact us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so. We do have a Cash App, Gospel Gold 22. Starts with the dollar sign, Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. No donation is too large or too small. We're talking about the Gospel Music Workshop of America. They have various different divisions. We're going to listen to the men's choir called the Men of Promise. Their selection is called Thank You. And then we're going to hear another selection from the Women of Worship, a division of the Gospel Music Workshop, Coronation. Gospel Music Workshop of America, the men's division and the women's division.
If you don't mind, put your hands together, everybody, everybody.
For the times you've been right by my side, to show the right way of man. You've shown your love toward me each and every day. For the time you've been right by my side, yeah, show the right way. When I was feeling low, oh, thank
Well, church, it looks like our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Tell somebody about Gospel Gold. Let them know that we're on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10. We come on with the very best in what our people have produced on these American shores. Until we see you next week here on Gospel Gold, keep on giving God the praise and have a great week. We're going to go home with the Youth Division Gospel Music Workshop of America. And if you get a chance to go to any of those conventions, please go. I've been to a couple of them in my lifetime, and I want to go at least to one or two more. But if you get a chance to go to the Gospel Music Workshop of America, please go. Here is the Youth Division. Have a good night.